الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we are today at the threshold of the last Jumu'ah of this Ramadan. Just few weeks back, people were talking about Ramadan and how we will pass and how we will do and deal with Ramadan, and it is on the lips of the guzar gaye, and in reality that is our life. Just as Ramadan is going past, it has come and gone, very soon our life will also go in a similar manner. We are supposed to take lessons from this, and on this occasion one thing, it also leads us towards reflection. Allah Ta'ala has given us the commands of doing good and the capacity and the urge of evil. Allah has put it together in human being. Allah says in the Quran, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Look at how Allah says, you have the capacity to become muttaqi. You also have the capacity to go the wrong way. Allah has put both capacities in human beings. The capacity to do right, and also He has given him the freedom to go the wrong way. How do we choose is very important. Yes, we would like to take that path which is adorned with goodness, adorned with righteousness. But sometimes we fall prey towards temptation. And in today's khutbah, I want to speak about this aspect of temptation, the aspect of falling prey towards temptation and guna and sin. And there is no doubt that only the angels Allah has created which are free from faults. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala says about the angels, la ya'suna Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. They don't go against Allah's commands. Wahi jo Allah Ta'ala ne farmaya wahi karte hain. Allama Iqbal ne kya ajeeb aur kya khoob kaha, darde dil ke waste paida kiya insaan ko, ورنہ طاعت کے لیے کچھ کم نہ تھے قربیہ. Allah has created human being that he has got this aspect of righteousness and evil. If it was only good to be done, if it was only good to be done, then the angels would have been sufficient. ورنہ طاعت کے لیے کچھ کم نہ تھے قربیہ. And in this particular regard, there is a hadith in Sahih Muslim where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said that if you do not commit guna and sin, understand this hadith properly, it's a sahih hadith, if you do not commit sin, Allah will create another nation that will commit sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. This is no justification for guna and sin, no justification whatsoever. But what it does say is, human beings by its very nature, besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they are prone towards error, they are prone towards guna. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, kullu bani adam khata'un, each and every human being commits error and sin. Wa khairul khata'in, the best of all those who commit error and sin are those who turn towards Almighty Allah in forgiveness and in repentance. By committing sin, one of course is, you know, a pious person was asked that would the world have been better when there was no temptation and urge towards sin. And he said, if there was no temptation and urge towards sin, there would be no righteousness. Righteousness comes about because there is an urge towards sin. You oppose it. Ab iske khilaf karte ho, isliye Allah Ta'ala ajr dete hai. And one of the aspects with regard to the capacity to do sin is, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah is Ghaffar. Allah is Kareem. Allah is the one who forgives. If there is no sin, who is Allah going to forgive? If there is no sin, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to forgive? And therefore, it is important for us to understand that this is a reality in our life. But the sin is no ordinary matter. Ye guna jo hai na, یہ کوئی معمولی چیز نہیں ہے. اٹ کین ڈسٹروئے یو. ایون اے اسمال گناہ کین ڈسٹروئے یو, نیور مائنڈ اے بگ گناہ اینڈ اے بگ سن. یو نو اٹ از لائک اے اسپارک آف فائر. دا فائر ان اے اسمال اسپارک کین برنگ ڈاؤن اے ہول بلڈنگ, اینڈ سم ٹائمز اے بگ بلیز ول برنگ ڈاؤن اے ہول بلڈنگ. ان اے سملر مینر, گناہ اینڈ سن از لائک اے اسپارک. وی نیور ریگارڈ گناہ اینڈ سن ایز لائٹ. It is haram to regard sin as light. In fact, some ulama have gone on to say that the haun of ma'asiyah, to regard sin as light and ordinary, it is kufr and disbelief. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu used to say, innal mu'min yara dhunubahu ka'annahu qa'idun tahta jabal. A mu'min looks at sin as sitting under a mountain in which there is loose boulders, and any time that boulders can come upon him, any time it can destroy him. Now if this is the situation with regard to sin, there is an antidote with regard to sin. There is an antidote, and there is a way for us to remove the blot of sin. And what is that antidote? That antidote is istighfar. That antidote is to seek the forgiveness of Allah. And hence Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, and I want you to look and consider and think about this verse, istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Just look at that. Seek the forgiveness of Allah, he is most. Seek the forgiveness of your Lord, innahu kana ghaffara, he is inclined towards forgiveness. Firstly, look at this verse, istaghfiru. Ask anyone who is Arabic, who knows Arabic, it is a command. It is a command. Istaghfiru. That means you are going to make guna. And to make istighfar is compulsory. Then Allah Ta'ala uses the word Rabbakum. Seek the forgiveness of your Lord. It is like a person who does wrong, a small child does wrong. And one is he goes tells his father, forgive me. And one he says, Abba, please forgive me. Abba, I've done wrong. Oh my father, I've done wrong. Allah's way also, Allah says, istaghfiru rabbakum. You seeking forgiveness of the Rabb, the nourisher and sustainer. So you take his name. Then, innahu kana ghaffar. And ask anyone who knows Arabic, the word ghaffar is the excessive form of ghafur. The excessive form of forgiveness. You will find him to be forgiving. So this is the aspect with regard to how we are turned towards Almighty Allah. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive our sins. And yes, we all know that there are conditions. I want to talk about the conditions, and I want to talk beyond the condition. Sharait bhi hai, aur sharait ke bahar, aur sharait se bala tar bhi, bahut se cheeze jo hai na, wo hame Allah Ta'ala ki taraf yaad dilate hai, aur Allah Ta'ala ki raham ki taraf bulate hai. One is the conditions. One is the condition is to first acknowledge the wrong that you have done. By baghair, without acknowledgement, there is no tawbah. You have to say, Allah, I have done wrong. Ye ghalat hai. Ye guna hai. And that is the difference between shaitan and our forefather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaitan ne jab ghalti ki, to unhone kaha, fabima aghwaytani, Allah Ta'ala, aapne mujhe aise kar diya. Aapne mujhe behkaya. Aliyadu billah, aliyadu billah. And when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam did wrong, he immediately said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, I have done wrong unto my soul. Wa illam taghfir lana, if you don't forgive me, lanakunanna min al-khasirin, I will be amongst those who are destroyed. Then that is one. The second thing is that it is for us to show regret and be ashamed of what we have done. You can't be proud about what you have done wrong. Then there is no tawbah. So that a tawbah to an nadam. Tawbah means to regret the wrong that you have done. And in reality, that is the most important aspect with regard to tawbah. Nadamat ke baghair, istighfar befaida hoti hai. Without nadamat, without regret, there is no istighfar. Then the ulama have said, talafi e mafat. You have to redress the wrong. Whatever you have done wrong, you have to redress it. Kisi ka maal ghasab kiya. Kisi ka maal chin liya. To iska matlab ye nahi ki istighfar karke khub maze ura lo is maal se. It doesn't mean that way. If you have taken someone's wealth in a wrong way, then you can't go and say, Wallah, I have asked for forgiveness. Afterwards, use that money to go for a holiday.
Now that doesn't work that way. If you have taken someone's wealth wrongly, then part of istighfar to redress it, go and give him back. And otherwise ask his forgiveness. Otherwise, koi maafi nahi hai. So, talafi e maafat means to redress the wrong. If, for example, you have not performed salat, you have made so many years of qaza, at least start off by making qaza of it, qaza e umri, whatever. Try and do that. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Redress the wrong. Then there is one condition which people need to understand very, very carefully. And that is azmun Allah ya'ud. You resolve you are not going to do it again. Now, remember this. There is a difference between resolve and relapse. There is a difference between resolving and relapse. Resolving is necessary. Relapse might happen. Resolving is necessary. When you're making tawbah, you say, Wallah, I'm not going to do it again. At that time, you firmly resolve. If after that you relapse, then you come back again to Allah. Baza, baza, haraj hasti, baza. Dar kafiro, gabro, butparasti, baza. Satbar agar toba shakisti, baza. Even if you have broken your toba 100 times, come back to Allah. The ulama have given this example that our amal and deed is like clothes. So you, for example, the clothes get dirty. You go back to the laundry. You put it back in a washing machine. You wear it. It becomes clean. After a while, you get dirty. You put it again in the washing machine. In this way, this example our ulama have given perhaps would serve as a means that maybe in that way, you resolve that you won't do it. If you relapse, you put it back in the laundry, my dear brothers. In this way, there's a difference between resolving and in this particular regard of relapsing. So these are the conditions that ulama have made mention that are necessary for our tawbah to be accepted. However, beyond that, I would like to say that we also have certain expectations, the expectations of Allah's mercy, while we also fear Allah's punishment, which is part and parcel. And our ulama have said that in the beginning of something, you always have fear. At the end, you end off with hope and mercy. And that is with regard to our entire life. That shuru jab na jawan agar admi ho to sabse pehle khuda ka khauf kare aur burhape mein Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat ki umeed se wabasta kare. Apne aap ko Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se wabasta kare. Aur Allah Ta'ala ki umeed se ki Allah Ta'ala hume maaf farmayenge. So this is an aspect with regard to the aspect that we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and we have rahmat and we have hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why shouldn't we have hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi had said, لو شاء أن تسلى جهنم خالدا ما كان ألحم قلبك التوحيد. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to put all of us into the fire forever, Allah wouldn't have given us tawheed. Allah wouldn't have given us iman. This is the saying of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. We have this particular expectation. We have hope in the mercy of Allah without losing fear of Allah, without losing fear of Allah's punishment, without justifying our wrong, without having pride with regard to our wrong. We have expectation in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And this is something that inshallah Allah Ta'ala will accept the little bit of ibadah that we have done. I made mention of this many a times and I love make mention of it. We have this expectation that Dr. Abdul Arafi rahmatullah alayhi was a very great saint in Karachi. So one day a person came to him and said, "Bhai, hamare roza, hamare namaz, wo sab bekar hai. It is all useless. Kuch nahi hai. It has absolutely no value, no significance." So Dr. Abdul Arafi rahmatullah alayhi said, "Theek hai, ye bekar, ye sahi nahi hai, ye Allah Ta'ala ke paas rakhne ke kabil nahi hai. Allah Ta'ala ko pesh karne ke kabil nahi hai. Lekin ye mat kehna ke ye bekar hai. Ye bekar nahi. Don't say it is useless. Kisi ne bilkul bekar hai." To unko mutanabbih karne ke liye Dr. Abdul Arafi sahab ne kya kaha? Unhone kaha, "Agar ye itna hi bekar hai to mera samne sijda karo. If it is so useless, then make sijda in front of me." And he said, "Oh Dr. Sahab, how can I make sijda in front of you? I can only make sijda in front of Allah." So Dr. Sahab ne kaha, "Then that shows it is not useless. If it was useless, you can make it in front of everyone. You only make it in front of Allah, which shows that it is very, very significant." And that is the same thing which Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has made mention. Then we also have expectations. of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intercession on the day of judgment. As you go towards the Rosa, written there, shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'ir min ummati. My shafa'at and my intercession would be for those people of my ummah who have committed major sins. My shafa'at will be for those people who have committed major sins from amongst my ummah. Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayhi says, and Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayhi was one day making dua in the haram, in the darkness of the haram. That time there was no lights. So Imam Asma'i rahmatullah alayhi heard him making this dua. And Imam Asma'i rahmatullah alayhi said, who is making this dua? Who is making this dua? And when he came and he saw, it was Imam Zainul Abidin, the great grandson of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And part of that dua and that whole ash'ar was this beautiful words, إِنْ كَانَ جُودَكَ لَا يَرْجُوهُ ذُو سَفَحٍ فَمَنْ يَجُودُ بِالْعَاسِينَ بِالْكَرَمِ. Oh Allah, if your rahmat and if your mercy and your generosity will not come upon sinners, if your generosity and your mercy is only going to come upon the awliya, is only going to come upon the pious people, فَمَنْ يَجُودُ بِالْعَاسِينَ بِالْكَرَمِ, then who will show mercy to the sinners? Who will show mercy towards the sinners? So we turn towards Almighty Allah, not out of pride for the wrong that we have done, not taking away the fear of Allah Ta'ala for the guna that we have done, not taking away that particular guna we should keep in our mind can destroy us. But we also have, after understanding all of that, we have hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You know, Tafsir al-Razi has made mention of some very beautiful incidents. And of course, in keeping this in mind, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi used to give this example. He used to speak about Allah's mercy, speak about Allah's mercy. 40 years he spoke about Allah's mercy. Then he saw people were becoming complacent. People were not listening. Log namaz ki taraf nahi aa rahe the. To 40 saal ke baad Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat ko bayan karne ke baad, Imam Haji Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Haji Imdadullah sahab ne ye waqia nakal kiya hai. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi ne 40 saal Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat ko bayan karne ke baad, Allah Ta'ala ki azab ko bayan karna shuru kiya. He started making of mention of Allah's azab and punishment. And for 3 days in the mosque of Baghdad, he spoke about Allah's punishment to such an extent people cried. People fainted. Their bodies had to be taken unconscious away from the masjid. In that way, and then he saw Allah in a vision. Abdul Qadir, is my rahmat and my mercy confined in your 40 years of bayat? Is my mercy finished now? Have you confined and have you completed my mercy that you can make my bondsmen afraid to such an extent that they are falling down unconscious? Now this is Allah's mercy. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi, and I will conclude with these two incidents. He makes mention of many incidents about Allah's mercy. One is, he says about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was going somewhere, and Allah Ta'ala revealed to him that the inmate of a qabr was being punished. So as he went, he took note of it. When he came back, passing by the same way, Allah Ta'ala showed that person Allah had forgiven. So Isa alayhi salam lifted up his hands in dua and he said, oh Allah, what is the situation? He has been punished and now he has been forgiven. So Allah Ta'ala told Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Isa, this person passed away while his wife was pregnant. The wife gave birth after he had passed away. Now the child has become of an age where he went to the maktab, he went to the madrasa, he went to the ustad, and the ustad taught him, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. You know, oh Isa, I felt ashamed to punish a person when his son is invoking my mercy. Main unke baap ko kaise azab do jab uske bacche bismillahir rahmanir rahim par raha, to maine unko maaf kar diya. I have forgiven him. And then Imam Razi makes mention in this. I would like everyone today, my dear respected brothers, let us make niyat of tawbah. Niyat of tawbah is such a great thing. Let me give an example of niyat of tawbah. Imam Razi gives the example of a very, very just ruler by the name of Nushirwa. Nushirwa was, I think, most probably in Yemen. He was a good ruler. Right? Rulers are also human beings. So one day he was going for hunting when he got lost. And when he got lost, he broke away from his entourage. And he came to the garden of a most beautiful garden and orchard. When he came there, he was surprised. So he asked the person who was the gardener, I am lost. Not saying that he's a king. And when he said, I am not the king, he didn't tell him he's a king. He just said, I'm lost. Give me a glass of juice from this beautiful orchard that you have. So he broke up an anar and a pomegranate and he squeezed the juice from there and he gave it to him. The king never ever had such sweet juice. And in his mind, in his heart, he said, I'm the king of this area. Such a garden that I don't know about. When I get back to my palace, I will come and take over this garden. Such a beautiful garden. Main to malik hu, main to badsha hu. Isko upar main ghasab kar lunga, main le lunga. So when he said that, this was his intention. Then he asked for another glass of juice. When he asked for another glass of juice, this time the juice was completely opposite. It was sour, it was bitter, he could not put it on his tongue. And he asked the gardener, is this the same juice from the same tree? The gardener said, it is from the same branch that I broke the very same fruit. So he said, why is it not as sweet as the first one? So he said, the ruler of the country has made an intention to oppress people. The ruler of the country has made an intention to oppress the people. And he has made an intention for injustice. When someone makes an intention for injustice, it has an impact upon every aspect of the land. It has an effect on every aspect of the land. So the king felt extremely remorseful. He said, my intention to take over this garden had such a consequence that it even made the fruit go from sweet to become bitter and sour. I make toba. I will not take this garden. I will not do anything with regard to it. So he said, now I am going. Give me another glass of juice. This time when he was a glass of juice, it was even sweeter than the first one. So he asked the gardener, why is it sweet? The gardener said, the ruler of the country has made toba from his intention to commit oppression. He has made intention that he is now going to lose. So brothers, when we make intention for toba, that's how Allah Ta'ala's rahmat comes. To hum sab milkar inshaAllah, toba ke ho, niyat karte ya nahi inshaAllah. Let us all make this intention. Ya Allah, mere toba. Ya Allah, we ask for forgiveness for all the wrong that we have done. Change our life for the better inshaAllah. وآخر دعوانا أن لله رب العالمين.